listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to another amazing edition of Humanitarian Radio on this sunny Sunday afternoon in Hollywood, California. Welcome to everybody listening from around the world. We sure are happy to have you. I am sitting here with the infamous Mr. Tony St. Tone. Hi,
mm-hmm.
Tony.
I'm infamous now.
You are. I got all kinds of names for you. So
we can't say all of them on the air, but that one is good. We could say infamous.
We can work with that one. And I am Janie Beauclair, and we've got a lot of fun things to share with you today. First of all, I want to congratulate both Tony and myself because we both passed two significant milestones, if you will. One for Tony and one for Tony and I both. So let's first talk about Tony's this past week. He shared on his Facebook, for all those of you who follow, a photo of him in a basement. Do tell.
In a basement, playing my first gig. It was March 17th, 1984, so it was 30 years ago. I know some of you out there don't even realize that you're that old, but you are, because you were probably there at that gig, and you're probably already in your teens. And what the oddest thing is, I was digging through some photo albums, and I found the original song list. And what made me keep this song list for 30 years, I have no idea. But deep down, I guess it's because I knew back then that I was going to be doing this for the rest of my life. So here I am 30 years later, still playing and still performing. And we did it in Danny Masantonio's basement.
Where, hey, Danny Masantonio.
Yep, it was his birthday party. There was probably like 10 of our friends there. We did 6 original songs. So right off the bat, being a musician, I played original music.
I was going to say, that was kind of gutsy.
Yeah, we always knew that we wanted to play original music. I think that was always the goal, even when I first started. And we played one song, which was Say Goodbye to Hollywood by Billy Joel. That was the cover that we did.
Oh, what a good song to pick if you're going to pick a song as a teenager to have your coming out party musically.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was very, very cool. And looking back at it, it's just... Yeah, it's been a long, long, exciting ride.
You've come a long way, baby.
Mm-hmm.
From performing in basements to performing in prisons. No,
to
but that's really beautiful.
And to traveling around the world. Thank you very much.
Yeah, what I'm meaning by that is the meaning behind what you've been singing about for the last 30 years is so strong that it now is accepted and requested and required in such entities as prisons and places where people really need to hear some strong, beautiful, powerful words to get them back on track. So I think it's awesome that you've had 30 years of making people think about how good their life can be if they just get out of their own way.
Word.
So the other milestone we had was 3 years ago, last week, we took a trek from Florida to California and decided to change our lives a bit and get a fresh start in a really thick and heavy music and acting industry and really just blossom our lives. So we're at our three-year anniversary out here in Hollywood, Hollyweird, as some people call it, and it's been a really cool journey for our last 3 years of all the great things we've gotten to do and people we've gotten to help and fundraising groups we've been able to be a part of, concerts we've been able to do. It's been a really cool three-year journey, and I know the next 3 years is only going to be more spectacular.
Bigger and better, especially here in Hollywood. It's amazing what is out here, and until you get out here, you really don't know. And especially, I think, more time you spend out here, the more you find out.
Awakening process.
Yeah, but there's some really cool things, there's some really odd things, and there's some really interesting things. So it's just been a great learning experience, a life learning experience of how people work and how people play and the industry and everything that has to do with it. So
yeah, it's been great, though. It's been really great. And I'm absolutely looking forward to, we've got so many really good things on the horizon for both the band St. Tone, my company, Artistic Journey, because we're now doing promotional products for the movie industry and for the music industry, and that's been a lot of fun. And then we've gotten into a lot of films, and Tony's writing some new music for a film. Actually, one of our films launched this week as well that we were producers on, a film called Machine Head. Came out as a spring break film on the 21st.
That is correct. I wrote some music for that film, so I'm really excited about having that movie come out. I believe it's being launched through Anchor Bay.
Yeah.
So
and then
that's
also
really exciting.
You were asked this week to write music for a couple other movies.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's a couple of other movies. One is Zoe to the Max, where it was a movie that we performed as a washed-up rock band from the 80s.
From the 80s.
They're just putting the rap on that, and they want us to add a couple of tracks to it. So that's pretty exciting. I'll definitely let you know when that comes out, because
that was fun to
act out that part.
Cassidy Mack is the star of that movie, and she's a personal friend of ours, a young little 14-year-old actress that's amazing as well. And we'll have her on our show coming up, too, because she's doing a lot of stuff with Disney. But, very cool. We definitely have had a great 3 years, and only great things to come.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, let's talk about something that's not as great but must be spoken about.
Don't do it.
April 15th.
No.
It's tax day.
No.
It's tax day.
Death and taxes.
It's tax day.
How do you like that? Like the two things you can be guaranteed of, death and taxes.
Yeah, nice, huh? Can we pick two other things like wealth and
happiness?
Stability or something? Yeah, so anyway, let's talk about taxes in a good way.
Positive way.
Yeah, because we like positive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
how you can save more money and help others.
I get a call from my accountant, and he says, Janie, you want to schedule your appointment for your taxes for your company? And I said, yes, I would, because I want to file my taxes on time. Yay! I wasn't that excited, but anyway. He sent me a link saying to me, what are your tax deductions for the year? Have you reached your quota, or do you still have room for donations? So I thought, let's investigate this. What I usually do for donations is I have certain places that I give to every year. I have certain things that I support, mainly food, people who are feed the hungry, children, charities, and things of that nature gravitate to me. So I do that. But then I thought, I wonder if I'm doing everything I can possibly do to claim and receive as much benefit as I can possibly receive. And I realize I am so far off from what the government gives you as an allotment that I could really be giving myself more money by donating more. And you never think that way.
No. Well, that's why you're bringing this to the forefront, so you can realize that you can actually save money by giving it to other people, or at least feel better about giving it. See, I feel really good when I can give money to a charity. When I have to give money to the government and I watch how they handle my money,
not so good.
That's not so good. To me, that more frustrates me. It's like, really? More taxes for you guys to do what? Take luxury trips? I'd rather help the homeless or people in need.
Yeah, so I went online and I looked at what he gave me, and it led me to another link. And this is on about.com. It's called Tax Deductions for Charity Donations. And it breaks down really great what your donation does for you. So there's a few different rules. If you donate anything over $250, you have to have a physical receipt. If you donate under $250, you have to have some kind of documentation, as in a journal that says on March 14th, 2014, I gave $15 to a guy on the side of the road looking for food. You know, whatever. You have to
or
document
you made a Sunday,
the act.
A Sunday donation every Sunday.
At 2 o'clock on Hollywood Boulevard, this is where I gave the money out. Or at this church on this day, on this particular Sunday, I gave $20 into the basket. Whatever it is, you have to document it.
Now, if I were standing on the corner, could you give me the money every Sunday?
You'd have to look really pitiful. I don't know if I'd give you any. You look pretty good.
Well, I haven't shaven, so maybe that'll help.
You might have to work me for some money, friend.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, some of the things that that I learned from looking at this website is if you make $20,000 a year after your normal deductions, your bills, your gas, your mileage, or whatever you claim. If you make $20,000 after all your deductions, you're allowed to donate 50% of that, meaning I could make a contribution. If my balance was $20,000, I can make a contribution up to $10,000. According to this website, you can actually deduct close to $10,000 worth of tax issue from your tax bill. It depends what you're doing, as in if you're donating a car is 100% tax deductible. If you're donating cash, cash is 100%. If you're doing clothing or furniture or things of that nature, it's based on what you say the value of those items are worth that you donated. So it's very interesting. What I did learn is you can almost cut your taxes in half, the amount you owe, if you donate some money out. So if you determine with your accountant or with TurboTax or whoever you use that you owe, say, $6,000 in taxes, if you donate $3,000 worth of stuff out, now you're going to owe $3,000 in taxes. So wouldn't you rather give $3,000 to somebody and help benefit their life in some massive way than send a $6,000 check to the government, say, for example?
Absolutely. That's just me. But like I said, I'd rather give my money to someone who's in need than someone who's not as much in need.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, if you got to pay, you got to pay. You might as well find a way to make the pay less painful.
Yeah, amen.
But something else you can do and still claim great deduction is you could donate an old car. It doesn't even have to be running. What some of these people are doing is they are scrapping. They're donating old cars that are like, oh, I bought this for my son. It was his first car. Now he's, you know, married with children, and 20 years later, we still got the old bomb here. Push, pull, tow, drag to a Habitat for Humanity or, you know, one of the Feed the Hungry. What they do is they turn in the cars for metal scrap, and they use the money for their charity. So it still works out great. Clothing and things like that that you give to Goodwill. Everything that you give is tax deductible for the most part. Now, there is a very short list of things that are not tax deductible, and here they are.
Short list.
If you contribute to a political party, political campaign, or political committee, not tax deductible.
Can you imagine if that was? My God.
If you pay fees or dues to a professional association, that's not considered a donation. If you contribute to labor unions, the Chamber of Commerce, or business associations, that's not considered a donation. If you contribute to foreign governments, that's not a contribution. Fines or penalties that you paid to a state or local government, that's not a donation, really.
I mean, so if you get a traffic ticket, you can't write that off? That
yeah,
is,
but listen, I donated it to the city of L.A. for turning right on red.
Turned right on red, and I gave the city
$540.
Like
$540. Yeah, nice. That was me, by the way.
Yeah, or for a parking ticket, you know, if that should be tax deductible. Can you imagine?
Yeah, right. So anyway, there's a lot of really cool things that you can do. Basically, you get to use 50, 30, or 20% of your charitable contribution. You do want to make sure that if you're sending money to a charity, that they are a 501c3, that you know where the money is going, and you've done a little research. If you're looking to just wing it, pick something on the internet, unfortunately, not everybody's right on board. So you definitely want to do your research and make sure that you're donating to organizations that have proven to give the money to the right places, the Red Cross, the Goodwills, the Habitat for Humanities, the Mayor's Feed the Hungry programs, things like that, that have had long years standing and are reputable.
Yeah, and again, you know, this is the tax season, so if you're finding yourself in a situation where you do owe taxes, find a creative way that you possibly can
use that
money for good or give it away, because you're going to have to either give it to the government or give it to a charity. So,
and also,
if you're in that situation, give to a charity. You'll feel a lot better.
Here's something else, just an added little caveat to think about. If you're thinking about doing a donation and it's going to fall after April 15th, it does not cost any money, none whatsoever, to file an extension on your taxes and say, I'm going to pay for my taxes in May, toward the end of the month of May, because I have a charity I want to give to in the middle of May. You can file an extension on your taxes so that it accommodates you allowing to, you know, mess with your charities and things of that nature. So be creative about your giving and work through your tax season in a giving way. And you might not be so angry about having to pay Uncle Sam if you first got to pay someone else and lighten that load.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That being said, we're going to take a very short break and we'll be right back. So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind, ST Productions, an audio video graphic design service.
Hey, this is Janie from Artistic Journey Promotional Products. Spring is just around the corner, and what a perfect time to jump into action with your business promotions, fundraisers, red carpet events, and personal parties. Let Artistic Journey find the perfect items to properly represent your ideas. From coffee mugs to banners to clothing and over 750,000 other goodies to put your logo on, we can find the right product at the right price for you. Now in our 20th year, let our experience bring you into action. Mention Humanitarian Radio and receive 20% off on your first order. Call today. Artistic Journey, 941-780-2538.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting now some good news for your soul.
So we were just talking on the break about a bunch of other movies that we've been privileged to put music to as St. Tone.
Since we got here, yeah.
Yeah, and so this is a song that I want Tony to play next because it's got great meaning. It actually was written for a film. The film is called Chasing Happiness. The song title is a theme to the show, also called Chasing Happiness. But it's a bit of an eye-opener of, you know, what are you really chasing? And the moral of the movie was along the lines of, look within and you'll find what you think you're without, in essence.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Listen to the lyrics of the song and you'll get the storyline behind the movie. So up next we have
Chasing Happiness. And if you get a chance, go to YouTube and check out the video. You'll get the clips of the movie. It's St. Tone Chasing Happiness.
When you're looking up but you're feeling down, shooting for the stars but you hit the ground, looking for love in the wrong places, loving yourself will help your chances. Bundle of cash, buy a new toy, but it's never gonna last. A beautiful house can take you higher. Lightning strikes the woods of fire. Number one song could bring you fame, but you gotta do it twice to stay in the game. That success could be your lover. Too much stress could fool you under.
Chasing happiness, looking for an end, it's a little kid. It's a wrong chasing happiness, finding your way.
Our guest today is musician, motivational speaker, and author, Fizz. Janie and I got to meet Fizz when we were downtown in Seal Beach.
And we saw him performing, and
He snagged us.
He won our heart right then and there.
Started
talking about humanitarian things and about cool things that he's done. So I knew as soon as he was on break, I had to pull him aside and start talking to him. And I guess that was probably about 6 months ago, roughly.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and we've been continually staying in contact, so we wanted to put him on the air to talk about all the great things he does. So, Fizz, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you've come about to be who you currently are, because you're from New York, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm originally from New York, and I moved here to California a few years ago for many reasons, and that goes deep. California's kind of always been the spiritual mecca of the planet in many ways. It's like the melting pot of spirituality. So I've always associated rock and roll with healing the world and, you know, world peace, world healing. So that is a big reason why I came to California, because there's a lot of great people that are aligned with that way of thinking, like you and Janie. So, yeah, that's originally from New York, though.
You know, it's interesting as you say that. I also came from Connecticut and then moved to Florida for a while and then made it out here to California. But I do agree, it's really interesting that there is a lot more spirituality here as far as an awakening or an awareness of it, more so than the East Coast. And I think it's because they're very steeped in their traditional ways. But also what I feel is that out here in California, there's a lot more need for healing, because there's a lot of people that come out here with big aspirations and big dreams that don't quite make it. And I think music, like you said, is an incredible healing source. So obviously we've been both drawn out here to do that type of work.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
When you were saying that, I was saying, thinking to myself, you know, fascinating thing about this world is everybody does experience it through their own eyes. And so for me, the reason why I associated California with why it's so strong spiritually is it really ties back to my show. I'm releasing a book called Ignite the Rockstar Within, How to Live Your Dream Life Through Music Visioning. And in the book, I describe, I walk people through a music visioning technique, and I explain how when I was a little boy, I had a little ritual I would do, and I would put on a Beatles album, close my eyes, and picture myself being a rock star. But it was always associated with healing the world. And so all these years later, I moved here, and I find out, when I was at this party, this gentleman walked up to me. His name is Suinandra, and it turns out that he was one of the Krishnas that went to England to meet the Beatles and introduced him to the whole Krishna movement, and he wound up being George Harrison's best friend and living with George and John Lennon, and he was a big part of, you know, George writing My Sweet Lord and integrating the Indian chants into that song, which,
wow.
On a deeper level, that song really helped bring a spiritual wave to the planet, this whole bringing decent spirituality by combining different faiths into that song.
Right.
It was actually a breaking down of paradigms, a breaking down of old religions, bringing in the new conscious awareness. And I realized as a young boy, when I was listening to that, that was the most effective way to spread peace, love, music, was through music. And you know, I say, instead to people that there are musicians, there are artists, and there are prophets. So what I mean by that is, like, there are prophets, there are artists that are here to really have a major impact on the world, like Bob Marley and John Lennon. Mm-hmm. And what John Lennon did was Imagine, and when he was singing those lyrics and, you know, Imagine no religion and no countries, a lot of people couldn't even imagine that. You're born into what the Toltec call like the parasite, the outer dream. So 98% of the people on the planet are born into a belief, or they're born into the world, and then they're fed all these beliefs from their parents, from generations. And so there's an awakening going on, and there's an awareness, and the artists are have always led the way. The artists have always led the way, and it's interesting because people, I observe people have a different view about artists. They think, oh, it's just artists. Like, oh, you know, nice,
right.
Nice. It's like, no, actually, artists are very advanced. You know, music is one of the few activities that utilizes the whole brain.
So isn't it fun? Isn't it fun, Fizz, to be part of such a movement that's taking place on this earth right now? Because, you know, there's a lot of people feeling this shift and this movement happening. And for Tony and I mean, we talk about it quite often. It's so fun to be part of this shift of mindset that is changing the world for the better. It's a really cool thing to recognize you're part of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're all a part of it, yeah. And you're right. I mean, some people are still not awakened yet to this awareness. And that's okay. It's just part of, I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and they were talking about, you know, the war of this, the war of that. And I was like, you know, it's really an awakening. And it's like, you can look at it like a caterpillar becoming a butterfly.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So instead of looking at it like a war, it's just human evolution, human consciousness awakening to the awareness that we're all connected. Yes, we all are individual souls. We all have individual dreams, but we are all interconnected with one another. And so there are different levels of awareness and awakening. Some people think they're just humans. Some people are aware that they're, you know, a soul living in a human body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people believe, you know, some people are operating on even higher levels than that. They don't belong to any faith. They don't belong to any, they don't see people for their color or their faith, and they're just, you know, operating on a higher level,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
I believe Lord Yeshua, who they call Jesus, was operating on that level of awareness and awakening, where these spiritual masters come throughout time to teach us that. The tricky thing with that is, and with these masters, is the people that are receiving the information have been throughout history receiving it from a fear-based awareness. So, again, it's like somebody telling a story to someone, and that person telling that story to somebody else, and by the time it comes back to you, it's a very different story than the one you originally told.
Right.
And
it's a game called telephone. Yeah.
A lot of that has to do with just where people are operating from. And there's no judgment on it, you know. It just is, you know.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the work that you do with children. I know that you do these shows for these kids. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
I saw some great video of
yeah,
you on
great
TV
video of
in
you
New York. Something you were doing.
Thank you. Yeah, I've you know, as I was saying earlier, I always associated rock and roll with healing, and so when I had those visions. When I put those Beatles albums on, I closed my eyes and pictured myself being a rock star. I always had a vision when I was having those visions of helping children. And those visions were so powerful, I would come out of those little rituals crying, you know, those little music visioning techniques.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm calling it now. And so those visions are so powerful. I've been able to live my life as a full-time musician and perform for children. So I've done a lot of work performing for physically challenged children, and my greatest shows were definitely in a school called Carmen Road School in Massapequa, New York. It's a very, very special place. You know, it was an incredible school, but I've performed for children many different places and situations. But, you know what, the powerful thing with those shows is that most of those children have not been programmed, and
right.
Their hearts are very open. And a lot of them, I like to be reserved when I speak, because people that are listening are going to be listening on different levels. But I say a lot of those children are operating on a higher spiritual level of awareness. They're not looking at people and judging them for their faith or for this or for that, and their hearts are very open.
Right.
And they're able to receive the music on a very deep level.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so
and
they totally get it. They're totally connected, and like you said, they're as children
they're
or special.
They haven't been tainted yet.
Yeah, special children. They haven't been tainted. They haven't been given, I should say, fed certain opinions of their parents. They're
brainwashing,
more like,
if you will.
Yeah, they're more like, hey, we're just open to whatever, man. We're just blossoming.
Yeah.
And we're very
receptive.
And
that's the way we're supposed to be. So in many ways, I want to say, and I've been awarded for my work with the children. I've been awarded a humanitarian award. I've been on the news. But I like to say to people, the truth is that we really shouldn't be awarded for what we're supposed to do.
Right.
And also, it's not quite what it seems to people. Most people are operating on the surface, so they're seeing it all, look at kids helping the children. But it's really, when you give from the heart, and there's always giving and receiving, it's an even exchange.
Yeah, totally.
And so the children are giving as much. It's a totally mutual relationship, beneficial relationship, not just for us, but for all those that experience those performances when I perform for the children, because they're really here to help elevate all of us.
It's really cool to hear you say that, because Tony and I, we talk on the air a lot about, we do performances for the Boys and Girls Club, and the amount of love that you get back feels 10 times more than what you feel like you're giving to these guys in a performance. They just give you so much back that you walk away from there totally on your own high as a result of the what you're receiving from taking the time to do these things with these different people like this. I think the benefit is huge for the performer to go out and take the time to do something like this, because what you get back is 10 times more than what you're given.
So what we're trying to do is encourage all the performers or all the musicians that are out there listening, or actually not just the musicians, but anybody who gives of their time. When you give in these types of situations, you will be amazed on how much you get back.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate thing is, the more desperate the situation, the bigger the reward. And what I mean by that is, I've been fortunate enough to do some USO tours. And when we went to the Middle East, where no one wanted to go, like Kuwait and Bahrain and Saudi Arabia, that's where we got the biggest response, because, you know, we were in this one show, we were in the middle of Kuwait, in the middle of a place called Tent City, where there was nothing but tents in the middle of a desert, and we entertained 600 troops that night, and they were out of their mind. They could not believe that we had driven out there to do the show for them. And they were so appreciative, as opposed to us doing a show in Italy or Greece, because they already had other options for entertainment. So the more desperate the situation, the bigger the reward for yourself. So when you go and help these children that most people wouldn't want to go do, or when we go and do the prisons, that's where you get the biggest reward back. It's because you're reaching out to people that society has sort of just pushed aside a little.
On the side, yeah.
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 Let's talk a little. Go ahead. I was going to say, let's talk a little bit about your book, "Ignite the Rockstar Within."
Yes, it's really exciting. I just finished this book, and How to Live Your Dream. It's called "Ignite the Rockstar Within: How to Live Your Dream Life Through Music Visioning and Other Mind Shifting Techniques." And so, think and grow rich. If a rockstar wrote "Think and Grow Rich."
Oh, okay, excellent.
It's kind of, it's based along those lines, a lot of techniques and things to help people, follow their heart, their soul purpose. Everybody has a soul purpose, but most people aren't living their soul mission. And so the whole point of this book is to help people tap into that, and so they truly live the life of their dreams and help, which is tied in with helping others, because when you're truly living your soul purpose, then everyone around you benefits from it.
Absolutely.
So it's exciting, and there's a lot of amazing stuff going on with that book. I'm getting entrepreneurs to come on into that book with me, and each one is writing a chapter. So I have different entrepreneurs from different generations and different experiences. And so my concept with that is the whole educational system needs to be completely revamped. It's actually, many things in the world are actually backwards. And, a lot of people will be listening to this and go, this guy's really radical. But, look, if you look through history, you'll see that the most of the people that people thought were radical actually helped the world in the most beneficial way.
Right.
But
the leaders.
The truth is that we need to let children be themselves and people be themselves and not inundate them with beliefs from the past that have nothing to do with now. Now is really the only time that's real. And when you truly let somebody express their individuality in the way it's supposed to, then the world will be healed. And so I want to, what I'm doing with this book is bringing entrepreneurial mindset skills in with this book, with my experiences, and bringing that to children and adults. But there's a lot of adults that aren't living the life of their dreams. You know, a lot of them are working for a corporation that doesn't support them, that doesn't believe in them, and makes them work these long hours. And, you know, so this book is really for anyone that's not living their soul dream. And it's just really exciting. It's an incredible book.
What inspired you to actually write this book? I know this is probably stuff that you have thought for a long time, and is this your first book that you've written?
Yeah, it's my first book, and, you know, I've never really intended to be a book, you know, an author, and I still don't consider myself to really be an author, even though I wrote this book. But, you know, just seeing that it's a cycle of madness, so to speak, really, mankind, and seeing the continued circle of violence and destruction, and it's not getting resolved through, you can never be resolved through wars or any of these things. So anybody that believes they're going to fight for love and justice, it's just a cycle. And what really needs to be there, needs to be inner peace for world peace. And inner, you know, a part of inner peace is you living your truth and your individual, you know, expressing your individuality. And that's what artists do. And that's what artists have always done, and great, you know, people throughout history, like Da Vinci. And so when you're operating from that place, you're operating from a higher level, then you're aligned with God consciousness through the divine, and then you can truly bring, you know, help make the world a better place. And so that was my intention with the book, is, you know, through music, yeah, and now through this book, and bringing it to concerts. So another thing is, I'm not, like, the old archetype of the rock star, look at me on a stage, in my opinion, it's dead and it's over. Everyone's a rock star. So the whole concept of Ignite Rock Star Within is everyone is a rock star. And so what I'm doing, I'm going to be performing an event next week called Imagination IQ. And it was put together by this guy, Dan Fowler. But the amazing thing about this event, it helps people find their soul brand and use their imagination. And it's a co-collaborative event. So he's gathered all these experts. I'm one of them. I'm the music director. And so with my music and all these insights that I bring to the table, because I actually help people find their soul brand, too. That's another gift of mine. And the signature songs, which we're going to talk about. I write songs for speakers and entrepreneurs to help them bring their brand to the world. Because nothing is more powerful than a song, a melody. So this event is really the springboard for what I plan on doing with Ignite the Rockstar Within, and bringing that to the world with intertwining musicians and entrepreneurs for this whole entire, this event that's entertaining, educational, and everyone's involved in it. The audience is involved as much as, you know, the entertainers and the speakers, and this co-collaborative concert that helps people awaken to the rock star within them.
That is awesome. Now, the event that you're doing next week, is that going to be in California, or where is that going to be?
Yes, that event's called Imagination IQ, and you can go to imaginationiq.com and check that out. And that event is in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I believe there's still some tickets left. And if for those listeners that are listening, if you and your partner go, I believe Dan is still offering free rooms at the Plaza Resort, and it's an incredible place. I mean, these rooms are like villas. So this event is going to be one of the greatest events of all time, I tell you. No lie, it's just a game changer. I'm blown away. I've been putting the music together for this event, and I'm just crying and just blown away. And it's like picture Willy Wonka meets the Beatles. The music to this event is mind-blowing. It's deep. It's inspirational. It's fun. It's spiritual. It's everything. It's all of these modalities combined together for this complete co-collaborative event where it's not like most of the events and most of these, as you know, these speakers put on events, people go to learn and they sit there in chairs. This is not going to be anything like that. This is the stage. There's no stage, but we're going to be in the round, like in the middle of this room, and everyone's going to be around us on couches and this complete beautiful environment that everyone's kind of doing this event together. So it's not people being inundated with information where it's going to go in one ear and out the other. They're going to be receiving this powerful information to help ignite, you know, their life. And Einstein says imagination is more powerful than knowledge, and it's really true. But most people are not using their imagination. They think that's a silly word, even when they hear the word imagination. And it's not. It's actually one of the most powerful words.
They think of children when you think of imagination. You're like, oh, he's got such a great imagination. You know, that's cute, and it's not a reality to him. But yet, like you said, your imagination is your strongest tool, because that is what creates the future, and that's what creates what you're doing currently. So without that zest for imagination, everything gets stale. You know, there is no progress. The progress just sort of stands still, because you're still doing things in a traditional old way. So the fact that you're bringing in things like that, I think, are very exciting. The fact that you're not having everyone just sit in regular chairs, you're having people just relax and sit in a round and be part of the presentation.
It's going to be completely like you're going to – I'm telling you, I was getting like visions as I was putting this thing together of like people lying down while I'm performing. I mean, this whole entire interconnected thing, I don't want to reveal because I want – you know, it's obviously going to be a surprise to these people. But, I mean, it's really going to be beautiful and just – yeah, it's just one of the most powerful, incredible events ever. And it's time. It's a new world. There's a new world happening. It's happening quickly, and it's completely necessary in order for us to continue to exist. We're not meant to repeat things, repeat old beliefs, old paradigms. That completely goes against what nature is all about. If you notice, nature is always, you know, all things must pass. Kind of as George Harrison had that album, All Things Must Pass. All things must pass. Yet civilization has hung on to these traditions and these old beliefs, and what those things do is separate people, and they harm and winds up harming one another. Even though people have good intentions, it's just the nature of what that is that completely contradicts who you are. We're eternal souls, forever expanding, and we're here to expand our souls, forever expanding, connected with God's source. There's no separation from the creator and the creation. And so this whole delusion is, you know, human consciousness is awakening to this awareness of this truth.
Yeah,
people might be listening to me and going, "This guy's out." You know, if they're not familiar with it, they'll be like, "Wow, this guy's out there." But it's happening, and it's happening very quickly. It's like an undertow. You know, it's like an undertow in the ocean. You know, that's what's happening. This spiritual shift, this awakening that's taking place. It's like an undertow right now, mm-hmm. And it's not going to take that many people. From, you know, it's going to take about 11% of the people on the planet to be awakened, and then just spread like this tsunami of love.
Well, you know what's interesting?
I love the tsunami of love. That's a beautiful statement.
I like that too.
I just had to comment on that.
I have to say that because what happened, let me share with you why I said that. I can't take credit for tsunami of love. I got the insight of that the other day because I was born, my birth name is Anthony Luca Di Mattia, but my name is Fizz now. And so what happened is the other day, Facebook actually, I contacted Facebook about a week ago, and I told them, I just need to go under Fizz. Like, I have no last name, it's just Fizz. And whatever little research they did on me, they decided to close down my account and say, you need to go under your legal birth name. And so I was like, okay, what I'm going to do is close down. You know, I was just like removed from Facebook. And instead of getting worked up, I got it down. I'm like, okay, I have to legally change my name to Fizz now. And for me, I spiritually changed it. To me, it was legally changed spiritually. So I was like, I'm fixed. And,
right.
But the reason why I avoided doing it legally is because when you fill out forms on the internet and all that, you have to put in the last name. So I'm just like, whatever, you know, I'm fixed. But I got this download in this insight, like, you have to change your name now. And as soon as I said out into the physical world, I'm going to go to the courts and legally change my name to Fizz, within 1 minute, I got a call from a guy named Ronnie Tsunami. And what he does is he helps speakers, you know, go global. And then it was just like, wow. And that was like a validation for me. And he does like these concerts, like just powerful concerts. And it's just exciting. There's a lot of exciting stuff going on.
That's all so much fun.
Let me ask you, Fizz, how did you come up with the name Fizz? Because I obviously have a name that I go by also. How did you come up with the name Fizz? How long have you had it?
It was a nickname. It was actually a nickname.
This is Joanne with AllowingYourSuccess.com.
But what happened is,
I support
again, I get these insights. I get these downloads from, you know, whatever works for
you. Hey, everybody, this is Jennifer Irving. You're listening to Humanitarian Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your main man, Eric E.Z. Zooey, the Hollywood It guy. I want to give a great big shout-out to a station with a great big heart, and that's why they call them Humanitarian Radio. You got to support them. Straight up.
It's this, you know, here's this pop rock singer-songwriter, so Fizz, you know, kind of... I almost want to say that I don't even have all the answers as to why sometimes I feel there are, we're not alone, and we're co-collaborating and co-working with higher, the angels, whatever works for you, together. And so sometimes to me, just don't question those things and just go with it. As long as you're not... getting downloads to go harm someone.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't believe in violence on any level whatsoever.
I just think it's very cool that you have, obviously my name is Antonio Augustine Joseph Livornia, and yours is Anthony Luca D'Amica, and it's like we're both Italian, we're both named, got the Tonys, and but yet we both changed our name somehow. So I just found that interesting.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. That's why I wasn't sure where Fizz came from. You said it was a nickname, and I didn't know if it had, like, you know, you always drank soda or you liked the fizzy bubbles, or I don't know if it had some type of meaning like that.
Yeah, no, it was just a nickname, and then, you know, it was just this insight going, yeah, you're going to be called Fizz. I was like, okay. You know, it's like this inner insight going, that's the name to you.
I have a need that has this universal type of energy and appeal, so I can do the work that I came to do for the
children and for everyone else.
I think it's great.
It also has a similar energy to Prince, like Prince Fizz, you know?
I thought Sting...
Except a little bit more friendly, a little bit more user-friendly for children, you know?
Yeah.
So, speaking of children, and children like toys and things of that nature, and so do adults, and I saw, segue, on your Facebook, you have something called Fizz Freebies. What is that?
You know, my social media person, Debbie, she just made that. So, the cool thing what's happening with my career right now is, like, people are coming on board my team. Like, it's happening really, really quickly.
Yeah.
So... You know, most of us artists, independent artists, we do all, you know, we're our own manager, our own, doing our own social media, doing our own booking, doing all this stuff. Well, now my team is coming together. I have a business manager. She's helping me sell signature songs, which, as I said earlier, that's signature songs by fizz.com.info. It's actually .info right now, but it'll be .com by the end of today. I have two domains, and that's incredible. That's going really, really well. So this is Freebies. That's just an app that Debbie made to help me get more fans. So that's new, actually. I just got that today.
That's cool. It's very cool. Now, I know you keep mentioning the signature songs, because that's something I wanted to talk to you about real quick. Basically, what you do is you write signature songs for different speakers and motivational speakers
for anyone, really, and anybody that's an entrepreneur. First of all, everybody should have a song. Everyone's life is a song. My friend Carrie LeBlanc said that, and I was like, yeah, that's so true. Everybody's life is a song. Mm-hmm. So if you have a company, if you're an entrepreneur, you most definitely should have a song to represent you and your company. And the whole old, you know, the old companies and the old ways are gone. It's a new world. It's a new time. And it's about your soul brand, your signature brand. And what you should be doing for a living should have encompassed the things that you love and your talents and your gifts all combined together. That's when you know you're really thriving.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do with people is we have a session, and I just take down notes, and I'm writing down their words about their life, their business, their dreams, their desires, and I integrate it into a song, and it's their song. It's not just a song that represents their company. It represents their legacy. So it could be used for many, many different things. It could be used on their website. They use it when they're going up on stage. They use it, you know, there's so many different, for all the social
sure.
media. And I give them the music without the lyrics, too. So they have the instrumentations, you know, the instrument tracks, too.
Right.
So it's not a jingle. Because jingles are, somebody has said to me, is that like write jingles? I'm like, no. Jingles, they're not like deep. Most jingles are not really these deep soul songs, you know. Like,
yeah, they're little
they're
poppy
really
segments.
You know, it's like,
yeah.
You know, I'm a professional singer-songwriter. My music's been on the Billboard charts, and I've played with some of rock and roll's top musicians. I write music like the Beatles, Goo Goo Dolls. So for those of you that are listening, if you go to Fizz, F-A-Z, the number 4, ever.com, you can hear my stuff. Like, This Is It. That song was actually used. The children at Carmen Road School used that as their graduation song.
Nice.
That was on the news. That was actually aired on Channel 12 News. Now these songs are much, much more powerful than jingles. They are literally your legacy, your whole soul signature brand song.
They're anthems, if you will.
A song that you will cherish for the rest of your life. And the last one I did, my last client, her name's Sue McDonald. She has a website called Academy of Awakening.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote a song for her called The Academy of Awakening.
Nice.
And it's her words. It's
right.
really just her words, and that's the whole point. Same thing with Daniel Gutierrez. He's a very successful speaker, and you know, his song's called The Magic of Life. So it's really exciting. It's really an exciting thing that's taking off.
Totally cool. Totally cool. Really
you,
happy.
You know, Fizz, we always support what you're doing, and that's why we wanted to get you on the air, and we wanted to spread your news to our listeners. We really appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us and to let our listeners know what you're doing. If you do want to get in contact with Fizz, why don't you tell us your Facebook and your website so that way people know how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, my website is Fizz, F-I-Z, the number 4, ever.com. And my Signature Songs website is signaturesongsbyfizz.info. And like I said, the .com will be set up by the end of the day. So there'll be two website links for that. And
what about Facebook? Is Facebook going to be your
being
old?
Revamped. I have a Facebook fan page, which is Facebook/ Fizz, F-I-Z, the number 4, ever. You should be able to get to my fan page. My personal page I'm not promoting because, like I said, that's presently has my birth name, which is not my name anymore. And so I'm in this whole transition. As a matter of fact, there's so many benefits that came out of that. I'm going to be really focusing more of my energy on Google+. Google+, I feel, is the new frontier. So do a lot of other network marketers and social media people. Google+. So search for me at Google+.
Beautiful.
That's the...
Well,
Google+ recognizes my name. They recognize Fizz. I had to appeal them a couple of times, but they finally saw all the, you know, everything I do with Fizz, and they were like, okay, your name is Fizz, and so they finally gave me my page. But Fizz Forever is my main website. They
okay.
can hear my music there, sign my mailing list, and what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be giving a free chapter or two from this book.
Awesome.
You know, my music to help people do this music visioning technique.
That's not only a great tease. It's not only a great teaser, but it's also, you know, something that's really constructive that they're going to be able to use and see the benefit and why they should actually go buy it and look into it a little bit deeper And I'm really glad that even though it's Unite the Rock Star Within, the rock star is not necessarily the musician. It's the rock star within you, and no matter what you're trying to accomplish. So
that's
really
right.
Awesome, too.
Thank you.
Keep
Thanks
coming
for clearing
back.
That up, Janie. Thank you. I should have said that earlier. That's right. This book is actually for everyone. It's not intended for just musicians. As a matter of fact, it's not intended, you know, it's for everybody. That was
right.
The whole point of this. Everybody is a rock star, that's right.
Well, we encourage all our fans to support you, check out your book, and have a song written, man. If you were looking to have a song written, this is the guy to do it for you. Definitely encourage everybody to follow Fizz. And Fizz, will you come back on our show and keep us updated of what great things you're doing?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
I really appreciate you guys and this show that you're doing and the work you've done. And
Thank you.
I'm
beautiful.
Looking forward to it. And and I'm sure we're going to be doing some events together, too. Tony's, motivational rock star there doing your thing, both of you. And so,
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. We look forward to talking to you again, darling, and thanks for taking the time to chat with everybody today.
Okay, wishing you all peace, love, music.
Thank you, Fizz. You know, at this time, I'd like to play a song by his. This is a song called This Is It by Fizz. Things
tune.
Hey, that was Fizz with his song, This Is It. That is all the time we have this week. I hope you have a great, great Sunday, and we'll see you next time. Peace.